of a book that's had amazing success, the Captain Underpants franchise. I mean, it's been around mm-hmm. for a long time. And they decided to do an animated feature. They gave me the call. Kevin, would you be interested in it? I said, of course, let me familiarize myself with mm-hmm. the project. And I went, did research on it, loved the premise of it. And, you know, I love the fact that I can now do material that my kids can enjoy.
Yeah,
you know, it's setting another avenue. You know, Secret Life of Pets was my first animation.
Yeah.
This being the second, and with some great success, you can have another franchise on your hands. So, you know, I do everything to get to step two, step three, and this was a good step one that could potentially propel me there. But it's good. It's about kids being imaginative. It's about embracing that creative side of a child and supporting mm-hmm. it. You know, and these are two kids that are friends, great relationships in school, and just love to create.
Take me behind the scene, though. Mm-hmm. How does animation work? Are you in your own studio? Are you with other actors?
We'll get to that, because Kevin's going to be here all morning. We'll talk about it.
She didn't pop you. That's embarrassing.
But you're gonna be all right, though.
But as a 13 years over here,
we're gonna get to that.
But we're going to my bit.
Just hold that thought, right? Hold that thought.
We're gonna get to that. Miss Anna's gonna come up with our national news. But before we get to that, nephew, you're up. Run that prank.
Now you can talk.
Say something. Ain't that something?
Now.
Run that prank back. This is the NBA party. Got your nerve.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Big A.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So, he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know.
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah, this is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, I think it's cool. Yeah, well, you don't need to bring it unless, of course, you know, you're drinking something special. But, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me like around 1?
Yeah. I'm going to be here all day, but, you know, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going. Everything's going to be laid out. So, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right. Just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Poncho, got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick, how much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like three boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. A Marcus friend.
Right, okay.
I called you about 30 minutes ago. Told you Marcus told me it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone ringing back and forth. I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but three guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But, you know, yeah, come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Wait, is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. I got it's three guys. Me, I make four. You know,
so three other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on. It's fine.
All right. Later.
Hello.
Hey, Brad. Poncho again, man. Listen. Hey, I'm gonna bring one more. I'm gonna bring one more person with me,
wait,
dog.
Hold. Pump your brakes, player. Wait. Hold up. Hold the up. Now.
What's up?
You Marcus's friend.
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you Poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the just go kid up and Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. But I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to f*** that up. So if you're coming through, you come through.
you know, bring one or two people with you, but that's it. All right, but listen, here's what I decided, man. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of. So come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here. So I'll send her and her girls with their nails done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone.